This is a spoiler-filled review of Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, starring a bunch of folks you may know, first being Dwayne Johnson, Jack Black, Kevin Hart, Karen Gillian, Nick Jonas, and Bobby Cannavale. So if you haven't watched this movie, you should definitely put this on pause. Don't come to it yet, because I'm about to spoil the crap out of this movie. Alright, so the synopsis is as follows. And you can find this on Sony website. So, in a brand new Jumanji adventure, four high school kids discover an old video game console and are drawn into the game's jungle setting, literally becoming the adult avatars they choose. What they discover is that they don't just play Jumanji, you must survive it. To beat the game and return to the real world, they'll have to go on the most dangerous adventure of their lives, discover what Alan Parrish left 20 years ago and change the way they think about themselves, or they'll be stuck in the game forever to be played by others without break. So yeah, this is definitely what the movie's about. First and foremost, this movie was entertaining for the most part, but for me, I felt it was okay-ish. So you see my score, it's like we're really around like 65-70%. For me, it felt like a cool movie, but I wanted a little bit more from it. When they mentioned that this movie was coming out, I thought it was going to be a complete continuation of Jumanji. And then when Dwayne came on, he's like, oh yeah, it's not continuation at all, it's nothing to do with the first one, nothing at all. Then, as you heard me say in synopsis, it does have a tie-in. So for me, I'm looking at this thing and trying to think, why hasn't anyone destroyed this game yet? Has everyone decided to throw it away? Because everyone keeps on finding it inside the dirt or sand or whatever have you. Everyone keeps on finding this game without no one actually destroying it. So that's the first thing I got to think about when it comes down to this whole movie franchise. The second thing was the fact that the Jumanji board game was thrown aside by the first character, Alex, because it was a board game. And they try to, upgrade it for, the millennials and whatnot. I'm doing quotation marks. You can't see it, but I am doing quotation marks. So it turns into an Atari game system, which for that time frame that he was in, you could have still just used the board game. To be honest, it's not like it was far off, because I remember board games when I was a little kid, and we're not too far in age, me and Alex. So it's funny when you see that turn to Atari system. It's really, really funny. But I digress. When it comes down to this movie, it follows quite closely to the Jumanji presence. Again, I'm doing quotation marks because you can't really see me. I'm not really doing a video, but I'm doing quotation marks. It's the one bad guy, which is played by Bobby C. I can't say his last name so well, but he's the bad guy. So he replaces the whole hunter from the 1995 version, and just have it where Alex's character replaces the Robin Williams character. And you have the other characters try to join in to help out. They didn't know they were helping out, but they was helping out the Owls character. And for me, it felt like instead of doing it in the real world, quotation marks again, it does it in Jumanji instead. Which is a good, segue for it. But now if you do a third one, where are you going to do it? Are you going to go back to Jumanji jungle, or can come back to the real world and do it again? It feels like it's pigeonholed itself quite fast and quite quickly into a space where you can't really do too much besides this, because what you're going to do next, have another do another movie in like another 10 years and be like, okay, let's do it on a tablet, or let's do it in the cloud. It feels weird. So I wish they did something else different with it. Just because when you sit down and think about this movie, Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, it basically follows almost the same plot point as the 1995 version, just that you updated the characters, you've updated the platform you're using, and that's basically it. which for me, it could be okay, but I really, really, really wanted some more. And the fact that the only character that seemed invincible was The Rock's character, which it felt weird because he had no weaknesses. He was very strong. He's very charismatic. So what was the danger for his character? I didn't feel much danger with him. He did die a couple of times, and that was because of the other characters, because they got mad at him and they forced him to die. So that's the only thing I saw with that. But besides that, it felt like there wasn't much to go on besides these characters won't fully die, because it was very, very cheesy. No one was in serious danger. Maybe the Alex character for like a second or two, but even that was retconned very quickly when the Martha character, no, not Martha, the Jenny character, I believe her name was Jenny, her character gave her life up to the Alex character so he could survive. So I was like, yep, so everyone gets out perfectly well and everything's hunky-dory. All the plans they made worked perfectly fine. There's nothing that stopped them along the way. So it just felt weird. It really did. But I can say honestly, the jokes in this whole movie was probably the life force of it. I see quite a few family members going to this movie and actually enjoying this. But for a film person like myself, I thought it was okay. It didn't really float my boat for the most part. If I had to pick between this version and the 1995 version, I picked the 95 version just because it had more comedy in it. Robin Williams was amazing in his role, and even the supporting characters had great enough flaws to where it made you want to spend more time with them. This one here, it felt like, oh, you guys are the spoiled kids. Cool, I guess. It really felt weird, and it felt like they tried a little too hard to make it modernized, which is cool because you need to modernize this movie franchise as much as possible. But it felt like it lost a bit of its soul along the way. So that's just me. But let me not go too long with this review. That's what I thought about this movie. Let me know what you think about it in the comments down below. Give it a like. Tell me if you like it or not. Tell me if you didn't like my review. See me on social media, which I'm normally on Snapchat and Twitter and Instagram, but mostly Snapchat, which is Dwight Antc. That's DwightAntc. Again, that's DwightAntc. And this has been my review for Jumanji: Welcome to the Jungle. And I'll catch you reviewers next time.